It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie.
You're very welcome to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of OM, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is the family-run Snailbox Bar and Restaurant, just at Kilmoon Cross between Ashburn and Slane on the N2. It is just 20 minutes from the M50, and it's a great, great spot. It has one of the best menus, the best chefs, the best food, the best everything. And they also have the best baseball collection in the world. Well, at least that's what they're aiming for. They're in on a mission to set a Guinness World Record for the largest baseball hat collection on public display. And they need your help. So if you are away anywhere, bring a unique hat from anywhere in the world and swap it for an exclusive Snailbox hat. Join the gang in the Snailbox in their historic challenge while enjoying a delightful meal. As I said, the Snailbox is to die for when the weather is nice. You can sit outside, you can dine outside, and it really is well worth a visit. So do pop along and let them know that the gang from Opinions Matter asks you to pop in, Adrian and Jeremy and Katie. And if you're going to Emerald Park over the summer as well, bring the kids to the Snailbox afterwards for a bite to eat. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Guys, this message starts. Can you talk about this on your show, please, but keep me anonymous? My sister and her fella have two kids aged 4 and 7. And last night, my sister rang me up all upset because their dog, a bull terrier, bit their daughter on the hand and drew a little bit of blood. My niece had to get a tetanus this morning. I said to my sister, "Oh, I'm sorry to hear that you'll have to put the dog down now," thinking that that's what anyone would do. And she literally turned around and said, no, I'm not putting her down because it was only one bite and she's generally a very gentle dog. I am absolutely speechless about this. Surely as soon as a dog bites anyone, especially your child, and makes them bleed, there is no question about putting them down. I am shocked and so angry. It's trouble waiting to happen. I am a total dog lover, but even I can see that this is a bad choice. I can't believe she could be that stupid. Would love to know how your listeners feel. Am I on my own in thinking this way? That dog is now a huge risk and danger. It's only a matter of time before it does worse damage. Whew. Right. So the dog nipped at the child. I would call it a nip rather than a bite by the sounds of it. Yeah,
well, she drew blood. My concern is the drawn blood.
Like, I know, but a bite to me is like latching on, grabbing onto something. Yeah. A nip, it means it probably wasn't intentional. It wasn't a deliberate bite as such. But no, that's just my read of this. And this lady isn't putting the dog down. They love the dog.
It's a really tough one, isn't it?
It is.
It's a really, really, really tough one because I'm a dog lover.
Now, this is a hefty enough dog. It's a bull terrier.
Yeah. Okay?
That would concern me a little bit because it's a bigger dog. And a dog that might have a bit of a reputation.
Yeah, it's a really hard one because your dog is your dog. It's like a member of the family. But then when it threatens an actual member of the family, or you think an actual member of the family could be at risk.
Okay, so the dog bit the daughter on the hand and drew some blood. That to me sounds like it was probably an accident. That to me doesn't sound
like... No, the dog doesn't accidentally bite. Well, it wasn't playing because, I mean, she rang the sister upset. The dog wasn't playing.
Okay, but
what would worry me is the dog has now drawn blood and has now tasted blood. That would worry me, and I definitely wouldn't, whether I put the dog down or not, I wouldn't keep the dog with me in the house. I wouldn't have the dog in the house.
No,
I wouldn't keep the dog. I couldn't keep the dog. My worry would be then if I gave it to someone else and someone else's grandchildren or children or neighbours or something were at the dog and the dog went for them and I knew that the dog had a tendency and then something happened, I'd feel probably a little bit complicit, I suppose.
Okay, I'll give you another example and see how you feel about this. This is actually something that happened in our house, yeah? So this is a long time ago when she was very young. Our Molly got out of the house and got into a house nearby, yeah? And the house nearby had chickens out in the back garden.
I remember you telling me this, yeah?
And the chickens were out.
Remember you telling me this.
And Molly went for one of the chickens and actually killed one of the chickens. And obviously we got her back and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the owner of the house wanted Molly put down. Not only did she want Molly put down, she called the dog warden. The dog warden actually arrived at our house looking for a dog license. And they wanted the dog put down because the dog had savaged a chicken.
Isn't it instinct with animals, though?
But isn't that the worry? And this lady was
she's
killed before, she'll do it again.
Well, would you leave Molly alone with Sonny?
No, I wouldn't.
Is it because of that incident or you wouldn't anyway?
I wouldn't anyway, probably. And she can be a narky old cow of a dog at times. So no, I certainly wouldn't. No, definitely not. So, but anyway, should a dog be put down for like literally killing a chicken? She mauled the chicken to death.
It's a tough one because I hate seeing healthy animals being euthanized. I hate it. It's horrible, but if the risk is that it could do it to someone else, if there is a genuine danger and concern, not necessarily with this dog, but with any dog, that there would be a risk that they do it again, then I'd say, yes, be cruel to be kind, I'd say you have to put the dog down.
So the bottom line is, can you understand why this woman won't put her dog down? Or should a dog be put down if it bites? That's the question. Should a dog be put down if it bites?
If a dog
and draws blood,
which this dog has. Once a dog does it once, it could do it again. And
now again, that was the argument the neighbour had about the about our Molly and the chicken. That once she do it once, she do it again. Now Molly was never put down.
Molly is snappy though, isn't she? In her nature,
she can be. Yeah.
You see, I would be cautious of a dog like that. Like, I'm sorry to say, but Molly's a bitch. You can see it in her face.
Oh yeah, she is a bitch. Yeah.
You can just see that she has nothing but contempt for you.
But we never did get her put down. That was 10 years ago. We didn't get her put down. She's in her senior years now.
Of course. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, she's in her senior years. But should we have put her down? That's what the neighbour wanted.
See, it's different with a chicken because animals on animals, you can
claim. But what's the difference with a chicken?
I don't know. I think when it comes to a dog biting humans, I think the risk, once they've done it once, I think the risk is there that they do it again. I think you'd strongly have to consider, particularly if you've young children in the house.
But the argument about Molly was that she'd gotten a taste of blood now and she would do it again.
It could be argued.
Our number is 085-825-2626. Katie, I just want to let you know that, because I haven't discussed this with you before we started recording. Do you remember the message we got in earlier on, the voice note from the lady about what she did with her dog?
I left work, yeah.
Yeah. She has agreed to talk to us, and I did talk to her before we started recording today.
I thought you said she wasn't going
to
talk.
She would talk to us on condition that we disguised her voice. So before you arrived today, I recorded a very quick interview with her, and so I'm going to be talking to her in a second.
Right, I'm surprised. I was not expecting. Because as soon as you sent me that voice note, you were like, we'll get her on. I said, she's not going to come on. I said, there's no way she's going to come on. I'm surprised.
Well, she is. And we'll be talking to Mary in just a moment.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Before we started recording today's episode of Opinions Matter, and as we do every day before the live show, we put up a post on Facebook about the topic that we're going to be talking about. So we put up the message that we read out to you there a while ago on Facebook before we started recording today. And we got a WhatsApp voice note from a lady called Mary. And Mary had a very similar situation in her household where the dog bit, and she felt that the dog needed to be put down. But that's where this story starts. And Mary has agreed to talk to us on condition that we disguise her voice. And you'll hear when she tells the story, you will understand why we had to disguise her voice. So, Mary, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hello, Adrian. Yeah, so I've never actually talked to anybody about this. I've never actually said this to another person in the time since it happened. I mean, my closest friends, my family, nobody knows about this. So that's why it's so important for me to make sure that my voice is not recognisable, because this could end my marriage and my children would never talk to me again. But when I read that message on your Facebook page this morning, I immediately was able to relate, because we were in that situation last year. I'm not going to say the breed of dog, because I don't want, obviously, the story to be too obvious, but we had, let's say, a medium-sized dog, and she went for my little girl, who was 8 at the time, and she, like in your message, there was blood drawn. My daughter was very upset, so we got her the tetanus shot and all that. So I made the decision then that, you know, the dog has to be put down because it's too dangerous. And my husband and the kids, like I said, they were very much against it. No, you can't do that, mammy. Please don't do that. And then my husband gave her another chance and whatever about it. And then I just wasn't very comfortable with the situation. So what I did was I waited a couple of weeks, and when everyone was out of the house, I brought the dog and I had the dog destroyed, because I just wasn't able to relax with the dog in the house. I just think, you know, once a dog bites, it's only a matter of time before it happens again. But the part that nobody knows, and the part that, you know, might cause the trouble, is that I actually told my husband and my children that she ran away.
Now, a lot of people will understand why you felt the need to put the dog to sleep, but it's this lying about it to your family I don't get.
So there was absolute war in the house after it happened, because I said, no, I want, the dog has to go, I'm not taking any chances. And to the point that it was causing big problems, because we had the dog since she was a pup. And you know what? The thing is, it was actually an old dog anyway. So she probably wouldn't have, it's not like it was a little puppy. So it was an old dog that probably wouldn't have had too many years ahead of her, if you look at it that way. But she was with us since she was a pup. So it was just not up for discussion in terms of the rest of the family. I knew if I did it openly that I would be hated, and I knew that there would be so much resentment from my children and from my husband. And I said, well, I have to do what I have to do, but I also have to protect my relationship with my children and my husband. So I felt that that was the best thing to do, and I stand by it. I think I was right to do what I did, and I would do it again, and I would lie again.
Now, obviously, the child that was bitten and the rest of the family and your husband didn't see it as being that big an offence to warrant the dog being put down. They were able to move on from it. Why were you not able to move on from it?
Well, to be fair, the injury itself wasn't that bad. It wasn't that bad. Now, when I say it drew blood, it was like a scratch. You probably have gotten worse from a cat with their claws. But it's the fact that the dog had that was that way-minded, that its mind could go there. Now, it was, now in my eyes, it was a vicious animal. And with an animal, you can never know. It's not like sending a prisoner into prison and then, you know, rehabilitate. You can't rehabilitate a dog. So it would have been only a matter of time. And this was my husband's issue. He's like, the dog didn't do that much damage, so it's not fair to have it euthanized. But once, even though the damage was not that bad, and certainly not enough to scar my daughter or cause her any lasting effect, I couldn't take a chance, because that's what responsible people do. If an animal attacks and it's your animal, you know you have to destroy that animal.
Did you not like the dog?
I did. She was a lovely dog. She was. But she, you know, I had to think of it. And like I said, she was an old dog anyway, so...
Do you not feel any guilt over this, that you lied to your whole family about what you actually did to a dog that actually didn't do that much damage in the first place?
No, and I'd do it again. I'd do it again tomorrow if I had to. Like, I didn't kill a puppy here. It's not like it was, you know, a brand new dog with its whole life ahead of it either. Like, this was a dog who was old and tired and snappy. I would imagine she was probably getting snappy. And that's why I think that I had to do something.
And when you said the dog had run away, did everyone just accept that and say, oh, okay, she ran away? Or did you put posters up around the place, put stuff on Facebook looking for the dog?
So I actually got a couple of the neighbours, and because we're a very close community, and my, obviously nobody ever knew about it. So I had posters made up of the dog, And I also like posted on the Dublin Lost and Found, because I live in Dublin. I'm not from Dublin, but my husband's from Dublin. So I had like posters made up and we put them around, and I got the neighbours out just, you know, asking people if they've seen the dog. And then I posted on like social forums basically saying, have you seen this dog? But what I did was I actually left the gate open so that when my husband came home from work that day, and my children, I was like, oh, shite, the gate is open. So they believed it. So they were more likely to believe it. And I kind of saying, oh, it must have been the postman, because I never leave the gate. They know I would never leave the gate open. So, yeah, we went out and we kind of looked for the dog. And obviously, you know, I had to kind of put it on. Oh, you know, where is she? I'm very worried. And, you know, but do I have any bad feelings about it? I feel sad that obviously the dog had to be euthanized. Like, nobody wants to, you know, kill a healthy dog, regard even if it's only an old dog, like she was. Nobody wants to kill a dog, but I had to kind of compartmentalize. So do I feel really bad about it? It's sad that a dog died, but no, I don't. I have no remorse for what I did, because I don't think I did anything wrong. I think I did what was right for my family.
I'm just going to read a message that came into us just a second ago. Adrian, that woman, Mary, is the most psychotic caller you've ever had on your show. It sounds like the way a killer plans a murder.
Oh, wow. I mean, what do you even say to that? A killer? The dog was dangerous. I would not have taken the dog to be euthanized had she not have bitten. I did what any responsible, caring person would do. This was a dangerous animal. This was now an animal that I could no longer trust. And all of this, you know, the playing up to it for my family, that was for my family's benefit, because I needed to protect my relationship with my family. I am their mother and I am the wife. I need to do what's best. The role of my role in my home is to do what's best for my children. And I will never apologize for having that dog put down. Until my dying day, I will look back and say, oh, what I did was the right thing to do. It's not about how big or small the injury was, because, like I said, it wasn't the worst injury. But it was an injury inflicted by an animal who you cannot rehabilitate. So I did what I thought was best, and I would do it again tomorrow if I had to.
Katie, your reaction to what you've been listening to?
The last 10 minutes has been wild. I knew what the voice note said, but I was not expecting that. Did she say that she got her neighbours out?
She put posters around the place, yeah, in local shops.
So she got her neighbours out and got her family out looking for this dog, knowing full well they were never going to find this dog.
The whole family. But it was...
That is crazy.
She wanted the dog put down and the whole family were against it, so she basically staged the dog's disappearance.
I have to be honest, that text that came in, there is something very naughty about that. There is something very naughty. And you know what?
You heard her at the very end there. She said, I won't apologise. I did what I did for my family, basically.
That is terrible. But like, not only that, but she kept referring to the dog being an older dog. I don't understand. Was she trying to say that she did the dog a favour because it was an old dog?
Yeah, it wasn't a pup. Yeah, it didn't have a long life ahead of it.
She was trying to excuse it because the dog wasn't old, or was old, wasn't a pup.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah, she was, yeah. Ellie!
Hi, guys. Good topic today. Kind of annoyed at that woman who just took the family dog and put it down behind her family's back. That was an awful thing to do. And the fact she's saying it was an old dog as well. People tend to get a dog these days, and we don't actually understand. Dogs are similar to people in the sense that when they're puppies, they get cranky and they get nippy. When they're old, they can also get cranky and get nippy. If a dog's elderly, they have less tolerance. It's like people. When you get older, you tend to get grumpier. And just to take your old dog and put it to sleep because it nipped your child, even when your whole family is like, no, that's just, it's beyond me. It's madness. And the amount of people I do see posting videos of their kids hanging out with their big breed dogs, trying to ride them like they're bloody horses. And they're the first ones that are crying and putting their dog down when their child gets face bitten off. But they're the ones at fault. They're allowing that child to set these boundaries. Dogs can't talk. A dog can't turn around to you and say, no, I don't like what you're doing. How do dogs communicate with each other? They growl, they snap at each other. Fair enough, if the dog outright mauls somebody for absolutely no reason, I understand the circumstances to put a dog down. Like certain dogs, obviously, like people, there's bad eggs. But if a dog nips at you because you're doing something they don't like and they're uncomfortable with, they can't talk. They have no way of communicating. Like, you have to take context into these situations. I've grown up with dogs and I've been nipped by a family dog before, and it was because I was wrecking the dog's head. So yeah, people just seem to think that they're these cuddly toys and they need to understand everything in a human context, but they don't. They're animals.
Thanks, Ellie. Robert, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robert?
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Katie. How's things?
Good, thanks, Robert. Well, what did you want to say on this? Should a dog be executed for biting?
Right, first off, I just want to say what that woman did was absolutely disgusting and horrible. Whether you're pro or against, at least have the Leo to turn around and tell the family, I've done what I've done, instead of playing the vomit.
The whole family objected to it. The whole family said no.
Whether you're against it or for it, they have a right to at least say goodbye. And doing what she did and being callous and getting the neighbours in it is absolutely disgusting. Yeah. So we can't defend that. Whether you're pro or against, we can't defend. That's disgusting.
Mm. Okay.
As for dogs, you know, Adrian, yourself, I have two greyhounds, you know that. And also your dog, right? Put it this way, dogs can't talk, right? They can't, like, and it's an elderly dog. And first off, we need to look at the context of this. Was the child annoying the elderly dog in any way? Was she pulling out the dog? Was she messing with the food? Was the dog asleep? Dogs can't just turn around and be like, Adrian, leave me alone. And I'm sure you've come back from the pub yourself with dogs over the years, or even walking your dog. And if your dog's a bit nervous, it might back away from you. Or if it just wants its space, it'll let you know. Body language. We don't teach kids how to actually understand dogs. They are animals at the end of the day. Don't get me wrong, if the dog did a complete savage bite, by all means. But we
okay, like, so say, for example, in this particular story, the original message, the dog nipped at the child. It did break the skin. The child went and got a tetanus this morning, and her sister is horrified that she hasn't decided to put
the dog down. Context? What's the context behind this? Why did the dog do it? This is why you get the odd bad dog, but dogs generally, and I'm not on about XL bullies, that's a different ballgame, but dogs generally don't just lash out.
This dog is actually a bull terrier,
but not an XL bully.
I know that, but basically last night my sister rang me all upset because their dog, a bull terrier, bit their daughter on the hand and drew some blood.
And my question is, what's the context behind it? What did the child do? She didn't even answer that question. Even Katie was trying to ask in fairness at the start when she was on about the context. We don't know the context of why the bull terrier did what he did. I had an elderly greyhound that died on me there a while ago. And she'd no teeth. That's one of the problems with greyhounds, they lose their teeth. It just happens to them, unfortunately. But like, her body language was, and I had a few nieces and all, and they'd be pulling out the dog, and I'd be supervised, leave her alone. The first thing she'll do is she'll back off. The second thing she'll do is grab or come to her owner, which is me, and I tell the kids and train the kids. And the amount of kids that don't have a clue, whether it's a Chihuahua to a bloody German Shepherd, it should be taught in schools, or it should be taught. There should be courses if you're taking on a dog, how to train dogs. And it's down to the owners, down to the parents as well. And the wife Ellie was on, it's actually scary the amount of videos you see. Oh, my dog's lovely and never hurt a child, but you're pulling out of the dog. It is an animal at the end of the day. Like, we just don't know the context behind this. But whether you're pro or against, it's absolutely disgusting what that woman did.
And I think it's a bit odd, all right, to go behind the family's back and have the dog put down.
It's more than odd. There's something very sinister about that.
No, she believes that the dog deserved to be put down for biting and drawing blood.
She also said that because the dog was an older dog, that's what it
justified it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's psychotic.
Adrian, right? My granny died there a few years ago, like all our grandparents die, right? She was nearly 90 years of age, God love her. She had dementia, she was really bad. The wife and I went to see her the day before she died, and she tried to slap me wife and slap me. Should we put her down straight away because she was old? Like, this is how ridiculous. We don't know the context. If the bull terrier just turned around and attacked the child for no reason, yes, then we have to consider, then it has to be done. But we don't know what the child did.
That is what happened. That is what happened. The dog went for the child.
But why? That's, we don't know.
The child was apparently minding her own business, and the dog went just bit her for no reason.
I honestly doubt that, Kate. She's not. I honestly 100% doubt.
They'd say it though. They've no reason to say it.
I honestly doubt that. But I just calling just to say, whether it's pro or against, what that woman did was absolutely callous. That was just disgusting.
Okay, in general terms, do you believe a dog should be put out of its misery if it bites?
Depends on the context. That's what I'm saying. Depends on the context.
Okay, so if it was a bite out of anger, then maybe.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, if a dog just out of nowhere and did a savage bite, by all means, of course. But we need to take this out of context. Like, you need to judge every situation out of context. And I honestly do believe, Age, and I'm sure you and Katie have seen it over the years, is we need to teach kids and people how to be responsible. They are animals at the end of the day. How to be responsible with dogs.
Someone on Facebook says, don't compare humans to damn mutts. That caller is a fool to say that crap.
Well, that person's a damn bitch. We are a living creature at the end of the day, same as us, we're a living creature. Mm. What right do we have to be better than them or them to be us? Like, we're all living creatures on this.
There's nothing worse than seeing a healthy dog being euthanized. It is horrible. It's horrible. And anybody who's ever had a dog, I had a dog that had to be put down years ago because the dog was just, it had attacked a few times. I was a child. And it was hard, like, it was devastating. And I wasn't even the person who had to make the decision. So I can't even imagine what it's like to have to make that decision. Nobody wants to euthanize a dog. But I think sometimes, you know, like you say, depending on the context, sometimes you have to take it into consideration.
You're right, Kate. It depends on the context. It totally depends on the context. But I do still think we still need to train kids and all and educate people how to be around dogs because it is scary. Like, it's and their body language and all, just how to actually understand the dog. Like, there's times I'm sitting on the couch and Bundy, if he wants his space, he'll just let me know. Like, he'll back off or just a little growl, like, leave me alone. Then he'll come up to me later on. Like, you just need to understand. They're animals at the end. They are animals, but we need to understand how to deal with them, look after them. Mm. People are just getting dogs nowadays. It's not that they like dogs. Like, they like to breed a dog. And then when they don't actually do the research, when they get the dog, and they're like, oh my God, I'm not in for this dog, or it's high maintenance, or there's these risks and all. Different breeds for different folks. But you just need to understand what you're getting.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Robert, if you can.
I have to go anyway, Adrian.
All right, well, okay, good man. Thanks very much indeed. Francis, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Francis?
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Katie.
Well, Francis, should a dog be put down for biting and drawing blood?
Yes.
End of,
yes. We've had 6 dogs, and we love our animals, and they died of old age. And we had about 5 cats, and they died of old age. And not one of them bit any of my children because of the way they were treated. They would talk to us. They would sit up and they go to bed with my daughter. And I am getting a companion dog for my daughter with a disability at the moment. But what that woman done, I agree with her 100%. She knew that if she put that, she has a good instinct about that dog. She knows. And you do know your dog. And you know yours, you know your one's like nippy little pecker, and you tell it to stop. That woman knew that dog would bite again. The husband didn't see it, the children didn't see it, but that dog, once it bit that child once, it would have bit that child again. It drew
okay,
blood.
So you think that this woman did the right thing by deceiving her whole family, letting the dog escape, but actually meanwhile taking it off.
And have people going around with stickers and everything. I don't know what Katie's going on about saying she's delusional. She didn't want to hurt her children. It broke her heart. She didn't want to hurt her husband.
Like it's,
I have to, Katie. Yeah, look, one of my dogs, in certain
circumstances, the dogs should be put down. Yeah, I do believe
that.
Yeah,
but not in front of the kids. I wouldn't say I'd bring the dog
I
to put him
down. I just think there's something very warped about lying like that.
I would wait for a couple of months, watch the dog very carefully, because once he bit that child once, and I'm telling you, I've seen it happening, he will go again and he'll draw more blood. Not one of my 6 dogs ever bit anyone or my children, and they play on the floor with them, they sleep with them. Not one of them ever even nipped them.
Which is great.
So you know your dog.
But okay, but
but you know your dog, Adrian.
No, I agree.
You know your dog.
But that lady, Mary, told a story of their dog biting her child, and all of the family said no to having the dog put down.
Of course they say no. They probably said just, you know, he won't do it again. He would have done it again.
Even the child that was bitten said no.
Of course, the child, they don't understand. You get a good instinct inside you that you have about your 2 dogs. You know, if you let your dog after the evening see the cat, maybe you know it's going to fly after the cat and probably kill it, right? You have your good instinct. My dogs don't run after cats. Cats run after my dogs. So, I mean, you know, I know that. And I know the cat can't handle them. But that dog knew. The child doesn't know. That mother knew. And she had that good instinct. Okay, if I leave it and leave it, and then I'm not looking, and he kills your child, who do I blame? She can say to the children, oh, yes, I wanted to put him down, and to the husband, oh, yes, and they're all grieving and everything. No, she done perfectly right, because he bit a person who was very, very kind to him, loving him and everything, and he drew blood. And once you draw blood, they're gone. If any of my dogs had bit any of my children or anyone, they would go to the vet, and no one would stop me. My husband wouldn't stop me. My children wouldn't stop me. I've seen this happening in different estates around our area where dogs are biting children, and those dogs are put down straight away. And they're animals in the 18, 19 years of age. They're old. Most of them that do go to draw blood are old, and you might sit on the paw where they have arthritis, which we have labs most of the time, and you do get arthritis in the back, in the back most of the time. So you could have hurt something and the dog could have turned around. That you would call an accident. She'd have to explain how that woman that rang in about it, why did that dog bite that child? What was she doing? Mm. Was she annoying him? Was the dog old? Have you got a pain?
But in general terms, if a dog bites somebody out of anger, is that a red flag? Is that?
Yes, 100%, Adrian. And I love my animals. I really do. I think I love my animals more than I love my children. And I'm being honest with you. I love them.
Okay, stay there for a second, Francis. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note like John just did.
Young boys, great show. I have German Shepherds, as you know, and I got a nip off one of them there a good while back. I mean, a few years ago, like, but there was no immediate danger. Like, I didn't have to, you know, it wasn't a full-blown bite. Same in this case as well. I think the argument here is, oh, it's a bull terrier. It needs to be put down. If this was a chihuahua or a little, you know, a teacup chihuahua, would it be the same problem? I don't think it would be. Oh, it's a bull terrier. It's a, you know, it's a, you know, all this kind of carry on, you know. If the owner feels like this was a mistake, I would go with the owner, you know. Look, I'm a good few years on since that happened to me. And, you know, well, I could have put the dog down, but the dog didn't go for anybody else. It hasn't bitten anybody else. And, I would have been very sorry if I did put the dog down or if I listened to anybody, you know. But yeah, some dogs just make mistakes in their lives, you know, like yours there, Adrian. You know, killed the chicken. Like the owner, if he had a shotgun, he was quite right to shoot your dog, as one would say. If he was on his property. And you were just lucky, Adrian, that they didn't shoot your dog on the property and you got your dog back. But I don't think your dog should have been put down for eating it or, you know, killing a chicken. No, I don't. And these incidents are just once-offs. And if they're once-offs, I don't think the dog should be put down. Second time round, definitely. There's something wrong somewhere, you know. But I think every dog deserves a chance. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
How's it going, Adrian?
Not bad, thanks, Trevor. Well, what did you want to say on this? Does a dog deserve to be put down if it bites a child?
First time it bites, yeah, put it down straight away. No point keeping it around just for a second attempt, no way. And even if it doesn't have a scratch, what happens the next time? It's not a scratch. What happens to the face that gets locked onto? Or the chest or the leg and they drag the child around the house? What's the point? We're missing that.
But like, he does have a point. Like, it's such a huge risk, isn't it, really? Because once they've done it, they could do it again. And is it worth it for the sake of saying, oh, I don't think they'll do it again, but then you're that little, poor little boy in, what was it, Wexford, remember, Alejandro, was that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Or Alexander, yeah. Something. And he, I mean, he was almost killed, the poor kid. He's been left with life-changing scars that will, like I say, life-changing. They'll be with him for the rest of his life, disfigurement.
Okay, you have to remember there's some sad fuckers out there that say, oh, I love my dog more than my kids or I'm part of the family. It's a fucking animal at the end of the day.
I don't agree with that. I genuinely, no. I've had my dog since he was a pup. He's like 16 now. No, he actually lives with my parents because I have two young kids and he's getting older. I wouldn't have the kids around him because I don't, he gets frustrated with them, so I try and keep them away from him as much as I can. But
would you consider him part of the family?
Like if I go into Mam's, I love to see him. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, let me ask you a question, Katie. If your granddad had dementia, would you leave the kids with him in the same room?
dementia. Well, in the same room, I'd leave them when I wouldn't leave them and go
off
somewhere.
Okay, but you won't leave the child in the same room as a dog that's elderly, even though they.
I wouldn't leave a child alone with a dog at all. Period. No matter how old or young.
Okay, so then it's not like the person in the family. Then at the end of the day, it's an animal. You don't know what it
is. You can love your dog.
If it nips once, you take it out the back and you shoot it.
Someone just said, "Didn't Trevor snatch a dog and ditch it?" And I'm just remembering.
Oh, here we fucking go.
That was you.
Yeah, Katie, I also had a dog when I was a little bit younger, and I killed it myself because it bit me son. So why? What's the issue here?
Sorry, say that again.
I had a dog, or I actually still have dogs, as I've been on your podcast. Apologies, I had dogs, and one of the dogs when he was younger, my son was doing nothing. He was in the same room as him. I heard him screaming. Went back in, and the dog had bit him. So I brought him out the back and I shot him.
You brought him out the back and shot him because he...
He attacked my son. So why would I risk that a second time?
Now, when you say attacked your child, badly bit your child?
He bit him, yeah. He locked onto his arm between the elbow and the wrist.
Okay, so...
I wasn't taking the risk of that happening again.
Okay,
I had a younger child.
So rather than bringing the dog to the vet and having the dog euthanized, you shot the dog dead?
Well, it was late evening, so I couldn't. The only thing I could have done was called it out, so I wasn't going to pay that charge, so I just handled it myself.
Okay, but it was this was more than just a nip on your child. It was an actual bite.
Yeah, it was a bite, but it wouldn't matter if it was a nip. Once there's blood, you get rid of the animal. You don't keep it. And then go, maybe the next time it'll be just as bad, but not hopefully not too much worse. What kind of sad fucker does that?
I would love to know, and it's something I will never know because I would never have it in me. When you're standing there with a gun about to shoot your dog, how you can actually pull the trigger?
But don't forget, this dog had just savaged his child.
Yeah, because Kay, you have to admit, when it did look up at me, he got the real googly anime eyes, and he was like, "Please don't." No way, he didn't. It looked at me. I thought, "You fucking jeopardise my son's safety and life, health. You're fucking gone."
Yeah, hang on, Katie.
I have other dogs, and I love me dogs. I take you well care of me animals.
Katie, I'm not in any way defending him shooting the dog.
Actually,
but
you should be banned from keeping animals.
But, no, but hang on.
This is the same psycho, let me remind you.
Why is that, Katie?
This is the same psycho, and are you not the same person who spoke to us on another podcast before about how you brutally murder feral cats because you hate cats?
Oh, you love living in the past. Typical woman. Listen, Katie, at the end of the day, I don't kill them personally. I don't go out and sit there and giggle as they go into the hangman's nooses, right? I built the contraption to protect my family and my back garden from cats, stray cats. Let me emphasise that. Stray cats coming in and pissing and shitting in my back garden, putting my children's health at risk. So I built the contraptions, and when they go into them, you hear the zip and it snaps their neck or squeezes the stomach, whatever, depending on what part gets stuck. Then I throw them out.
But let's go back to the dog that you shot dead for biting your son, and I understand your anger over the dog biting your son, and had you not shot the dog, you would have brought the dog to the vet to be put down anyhow, is that right?
Yeah, but Adrian, do you notice the one word you said there a few times?
No.
You bit my son, which is my child, and it's a fucking animal. I love my animals and I love my son, but I will never choose an animal over my bloody child. And the sad fuckers in this world that go, little whatever its name is, it's just like my children. You're the sad fucking delusional fucker that probably sits there talking to their animals.
So,
expecting a
let me ask you then about the lady we spoke to a while ago, that lady Mary, who... couldn't get
the pre-recorded.
Yeah,
done.
Yeah. Couldn't get it.
She's a psycho.
You're not.
Yeah, hang on, Adrian. I put my dog down on the spot. I didn't go to the neighbours and fucking organise a rally and probably a GoFundMe fucking page to find this dog that she killed. She just told the family.
She's a psycho.
It's gone.
Took your dog outside, put a shotgun to its head, and pulled the trigger.
You know what the gas thing is, Kate? You can actually make me like a villain in this, but I guarantee you now, if you had a dog that bit one of your children at the time and you were on a farm and had the accessibility to a gun, I guarantee you'd do the exact same.
No,
don't tell me you wouldn't.
Still...
And if you wouldn't, you're not a good parent.
I would consider euthanizing the dog, absolutely. I said that earlier, but I would do it in a human way.
See, the fact that you can only say, I would consider, you shouldn't be saying, I would consider.
See, I'm not in any way condoning him shooting the dog. However, is it not the exact same thing as a vet giving him an injection?
It's what I can't get into is the mindset that would allow someone to do that, because no matter how angry it was with the
Adrian, I finally understand where Kate. I apologize, Kate. I see where you're coming from. You want the movie storybook ending where your dog is lying on the table, you're holding it by the paw and going, I'll never forget you.
I think that's what a dog should have. I don't think animals aren't capable.
Jesus Christ,
animals
you need to wake
capable
up, girl.
Of doing things to be evil or to do, animals work off instinct.
Again, Katie, I'm going to ask you, and I'm not defending what he did. What is the difference between? I assume, Trevor, you have a gun license, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yes, for protecting the other animals down the country living down there.
Okay, so what is the difference between him shooting the dog and him taking it to the vet the next day and paying the vet to stick a needle into it?
One is more humane, letting it go asleep. Because I think when a dog is put down, don't they give the dog something first to put it to sleep?
But hey, it didn't suffer when I shot it.
It doesn't matter.
I didn't shoot it in one leg, then move on to the other leg, and then go to the tail. What the hell are you talking about? Humane.
You have that in you. That would deeply concern me that you have.
Hey, I don't go around my local area torturing animals, grabbing them up and going.
Do your kids know that daddy shot the dog in the head?
Yeah, of course they do.
Your kids know this.
Why would I keep that from them? And Kenny, besides, when I walked out of the car, I didn't attach a fucking silencer to the gun.
Normalising psychotic behaviour.
Oh my God, they're protecting my child from an aggressive animal.
You could argue
psychotic. Okay.
You could argue the dog's behaviour was psychotic.
The dog didn't do it to be a psycho. The dog is an animal. The dogs don't.
Okay, it doesn't matter. I don't give it a second chance. Why would I? Would you? Would you? Really? No, would you say, I'll give it 6 months. If it doesn't do it again, then I'll think about it.
I cannot get into the mindset. Or into, I just can't figure out.
I know, somebody, I'm a good parent. What can I say? You know,
I can't figure out how somebody who would own animals, if you own an animal, you obviously like animals, it can also bring that same animal out and just shoot it in the head.
Hey, I have animals. I love my animals. But my kids come first. Do you not get that?
I get that.
But what is the difference?
Yeah, so the dog bit my son.
Why would I keep risking it?
Might be a little bit more humane to.
I'm just paying a vet to do it.
Because that's
why would I pay a vet to do it if I can do it myself?
Listen, if that was the right way to do it, trust me, dog rescue centres all over the country that are putting dogs down, and a lot of them don't put down healthy dogs, that's fine. But there's a reason they bring them to the vet and they don't bring them outside and shoot them. Because they want to be...
Because they haven't got a gun licence, probably, Kate.
Because they don't have it in them to stand in front of a dog and do that. I just don't understand how you're standing there looking at this dog and you know you're going to be responsible for...
Well, put it this way, Kate, right? Put it this way, right? At the time I had three other dogs, right? You know what I've done with the other three dogs?
Go on.
Do you really want to know? Nothing. Because they didn't do anything. The one that hurt my child... got put down. At the end of the day, I wasn't paying a vet to do it. I just done it myself. So I don't get it.
Do you not?
I didn't laugh maniacally while I done it. You know what I mean?
Adrian, do you not see how that is psychotic? I actually think you genuinely get pleasure from hurting animals. Genuinely.
He's not gloating about the fact that he shot the dog. He's just stating a fact.
Nope.
Somebody just messaged to say a horse gets shot when it's been put down because it's the best thing to do. So that's a way.
Yeah, and they've actually, you have to remember, Agent, they've actually shot horses on the race courses
when people put down horses, it's not their own pet that they're randomly taking out the back and shooting in the head. It's not even the shooting. The shooting is bad, but it's the fact that you can do it and be so blasé about it. Like, to shoot a dog, like...
Do you know what's the one thing you haven't actually asked me was how I felt about it? You know, you haven't once actually
said that.
Okay,
then tell me, because I would love to know actually how you did feel about it.
I felt bad about it, Katie, because I had the dog a few years and I had the other ones. But at the end of the day, all that went through my head from putting in the bullet, cocking the gun, was my child was injured by this dog. It could happen again. It drew blood. It is going to go. I didn't think, little thing, or maybe I should give him a little chance. Maybe I should wait and see if maybe the younger child, I have another younger child. I'm not going to risk that. So, boom, gone.
Stay there for a second, Trevor.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Ed, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ed?
Oh, I'm shaking inside me. I just can't believe what I'm hearing.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Okay, again, I just to be a broken record, I'm not defending what he did, okay? But what is the difference between what he did and taking the dog to the vet the next day to be put down? What's the difference?
Well, I don't agree with either one, like what Mary did, and especially what Trevor did. Well, like what Mary did was absolutely disgusting. Didn't even discuss it with her family, and just
no, she did. No. She did discuss it with her family, but her family all said no. Yeah, we're not putting the dog down. So the family all ruled it out. So she did discuss.
Well, she still did it behind their back. Whereas, okay, let me tell you my story. We had to put our dog down for a totally different reason. And we had a discussion, and it was still hard for us to do that. And like the fact that my main point is the fact that Trevor and Mary find it so easy to do it. I just find it so heartless. It upsets me.
Again, though, what is the difference?
Well, the difference is that like you just feel that it's the right thing to do. I mean, it's not the right thing to do. It upsets me. Like, Jesus Christ, how can you? You haven't got a heart if you're doing that.
You know what, Edward? It takes a very strong person to come on air and show their emotion like that. You know, I think what you're feeling now and what you're expressing is probably what most of us are feeling, but Adrian is too cold and Trevor is too cold and psychotic to actually take it in.
Okay, Trevor, what do you... Sorry.
Hello? Sorry.
Can you go back to Edward there for a second? Can I ask Edward a question? Can you just wait? Edward, are you okay?
I'll wait.
I'm going to ask the guy, is he okay? Because he's visibly upset on air and we have a duty of care here. I'm asking him, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Are you okay to continue the call?
Sure.
Okay.
Go on, Trevor.
He just said he put a dog down as well. What's the difference?
Yes.
Right, what's the difference? I don't know myself. I took the initiative.
She couldn't breathe, and she couldn't. She basically.
Right, so your dog was put down because of old age, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Have you got kids?
No, but it was still hard for us to decide.
I'm not disputing that. I understand. I can hear it in your voice, but I'm going to ask you a question. If you had kids or your niece and nephews and the dog was of a ripe old age and it attacked the child, what would you have done?
Give the dog to someone else at least, not shoot it like that.
Oh, okay, so you'll pass the problem to another family, would you?
Well, either give it to someone else or give it to the pet care, whatever. Not shoot it like that, you psycho fucker.
Okay, whoa, Eddie, no need for the name call. Listen, calm your nerves, I know you're upset, but relax. Anyway, listen, so you're going to pass on the dog that potentially attacked a child to another family, and would you warn them that the dog attacked the child before? Would you, Ed? Come on, how would you feel bad?
I would give it to the pet care, and it's not my problem if I gave it to someone else. It's not my problem anymore. The thing is that
Adrian, are you fucking hearing this? It's not his problem once it's outside his household. So he would give it to another family with the risk of attacking another child, but it's not his problem. Those were just his words.
Ed, you clearly don't believe that a dog deserves to be put down if it bites.
Absolutely not. Like the
ever,
other story
ever,
that I
heard, ever. Geez. Sorry, even if the dog savages a child.
Absolutely not, because we had another dog years ago when I was.
Ed, you're not fucking all there, pal, are you? So Adrian if it savages a child, it shouldn't be put down, and you said absolutely not. What the fuck? So do you value dog life over human life? Do you, Eddie boy? Come on, tell me, Eddie. Come on.
Can you listen to me, please, for a second? Another dog that we had years ago when I was living at home. I was just sitting there one day watching TV and minding my own business, and the dog all of a sudden went meow right in my ear, nibbed me. But what we did, my mom picked her up, slapped her in the arse, and gave her away. We didn't shot her. That is a psycho behavior.
Like you're saying, Ed, you just passed the problem onto another family, possibly. And if it savaged that child in another family, you just said it's not your problem. Is that right, Ed? You don't think it should be put down then, no? No? Ed, come on, tell me, Ed.
but you're giving a pain to the dog. I just can't listen to anymore. You're psycho. Sorry, guys. I'm
okay, Ed, I just want to ask one question, and I'm only going to ask you one question, one more question, and I won't talk to you again, Ed. All right? I just want you to answer one question for me, Ed. Can you do that for me, Ed?
I think Ed's gone.
Ed's gone, Ed. And I was just going to ask him, does he value human life as much, or dog life as, and wildlife as much as human life? And
again, he has his exact answer was under no circumstances, even if a dog savages a child, should that dog be put down?
And Adrian, I don't think anybody has to say something. Someone just posted on Facebook,
and it's actually true. You actually have an evil laugh.
Who does?
You do.
I do have an evil laugh.
You have an evil laugh. Absolutely, you have an evil laugh.
Okay, never
that would be an evil laugh.
Okay, stay there for a second. I want to bring in Mark on this.
Morning, lads and ladies. Just a quick one. I think that lady is definitely fucking crazy. Jesus Christ, if you're going to put the dog down, let the family know. If the family don't agree with it, you come to some kind of moral agreement that what's going to happen with the dog, a reference to where it's going to stay and what it's going to do. I had an incident about 2 months ago in a dog park. I walked into the dog park. I've got a large dog. He's over 200 pounds. He's a Great Dane. Fucking lovely boy. Very well behaved. I walked into the dog park anyway, and there was a man in there with 2 children. I mentioned to him on the way in. I said, look, buddy, you've got 2 kids in here. You've got to be careful. There's a lot of big dogs in here. The kids are running around and might, startle the dogs. The guy told me to go fuck myself, mind my own business. About 20 minutes later, one of the kids runs over and hits my dog with a stick. Now, my dog turned around and gave him a little nip. He didn't break the skin, didn't do anything wild. The father went absolutely wild, said the dog needs to be put down, called animal control. I'm over in Florida, so that's what they do. Called animal control. Animal control came down with the cops. The cops turned around and said, the guy was screaming, put the dog down. The cops came over and asked what the situation was, and I explained it to them. We then found out the guy didn't even have a fucking dog in the dog park. He brought his kids to a dog park instead of bringing them to the fucking playground, which is wild. The guy was screaming and shouting anyway, whatever, and the cops and the animal control just said, look, listen, you gotta fucking move on, just go. He's like, we're not gonna do that, and we're not even gonna take your details, just go. But my dog could have been put down over some fucking idiot like that, and that would have broke my heart. My dog is part of our family, and we love him to bits, And I just don't see how anyone could be that cruel to an animal. I think you've got these people that don't really know what they're doing. We're getting animals, and they just decide to get them for the sake of it, and they don't treat them right. You got to look at every instance, and at the end of the day, if someone hits your fucking dog with a stick, the dog's going to nip. I'd love to know the whole situation there, a reference to that, and also, why you would do such a thing, especially getting the neighbours out. That's kind of psychotic. Anyway, lads, cheers, have a great day.
Darren has been on to us.
Here's this fucking idiot now, Trevor, what? You clown. It's only an animal. Well, that animal, if you were missing, or your family was missing earthquake or a natural disaster, what's the animal that will rescue you and sniff you out? Yeah, a fucking dog, you clown.
Thank you very much indeed. Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hey, I'm grand. Yeah, so listen to Trevor and Eddie. I just got a bit annoyed with Trev there. Although, if the dog needs to be put down, I get it, that would have to happen in certain cases. But shooting the dog, I prefer to get it put to the vet and get it put down humanely. Also, the fact that the dog is shooting a cold-heartedly is more evil than actually getting it put down in the vet.
Can you understand, Trevor? Can you understand?
It's going to sleep, so technically it's I just think it's evil. That's just
okay, Trevor, can you understand why so many people, and I have to tell you, we're being swarmed with messages about you and about Mary earlier on, but particularly you, because people see it as almost psychotic to do what you did.
Adrian, can I address Darren's lovely voice out there, the rehab? He just said if earthquakes and all that, and claiming that that would rescue me, so relevant today in Ireland, isn't it? Anyway, I don't see the issue with Adrian at the end of the day. Everyone's saying, bring it to the vet. Why? I'm just paying the vet to do what I've done. What am I going to stand there and have the magical moment?
Imagine that, going in.
Why is it cold-hearted?
you shoot.
I felt
the dog
bad
in the head.
Doing it. Hang on, I felt
yep,
bad
you
doing
don't.
It.
You can
but
say you no shaking your voice. You've no
hang
shaking
on,
your
me,
voice.
Adrian, I felt bad doing it, right? And I didn't want to do it. And like
you didn't.
I was being a
new
child at the time.
You're very
sorry,
upset,
can you just let me have a second here? I'm having an emotive moment here. Hang on.
You're taking the piss with your emotions.
Of course you're taking the piss, Adrian. Yeah. This is a fucking joke. I just turned the dog down to protect my child. My child.
Yeah, I get you're protecting your child. But this
yeah,
is
so
an animal
why would I bring
well.
It to the
it
vet
yeah,
to
yeah,
have a moment before it gets put to sleep? Is that because I was supposed to be there and have a little one single tear running down my cheek? What
okay,
the fuck
then
is...
there's the question I have to ask. There's a question I have to ask. Why get a dog in the first place?
I have a few
Why
dogs.
Why get a dog in the first place?
I love
if
dogs.
You know the risk
but at the end
dog.
Of the day, if a dog... Yeah. Hang on. I'm going to ask you the same question I was going to have to end before you went off there to get a Kleenex. Do you have dogs?
I don't have pets because I'm not allowed pets on my property. I'm renting.
Jesus Christ. If you had animals...
Jesus Christ,
right?
What's
let's,
Jesus
let's,
Christ
let's
for?
Say, let's take a
well,
hypothetical,
no,
okay?
What's Jesus Christ for? What's that?
Let's,
I love
let's just...
Dog.
Hang on. No, hang on.
No,
let's have
I
a hypothetical
a
here.
Okay, go.
Are you finished? Would
no,
you like
I
to tell
finished.
Us more about how you'd like to have a dog? If you had an animal and you had a child... Which
yeah.
one is more valuable to you?
Well, I wouldn't get a dog in the first place if I
no,
had a
no,
child.
No, no, no. Don't beat around
no,
it.
That, no,
if
no,
you had
no,
an
no,
animal
that,
and you had a child,
had
which
a,
is more
yeah,
valuable?
Having, well, I wouldn't get a dog if I was having a child. Full stop.
Thank you. You've answered my question. There you go.
Yeah, but why do you have a dog? If you have kids.
Because I had dogs. I've always had dogs since I was a kid. Like, I love dogs.
Yeah,
but
so
if a dog
kids,
attacks
then.
My child... Reaches it by yeah. the arm, draws blood, that dog is going bye-bye. Whether it
yeah,
be by my hand
part,
or me paying money to
dog?
A vet to stand, why wouldn't I shoot the dog? If I have the means to get rid of the dog... Hang on, let me ask you a question. If I stood okay. here and said I killed the dog with a shovel, would that be worse?
So you killed the dog in the head with a shovel, that's even more... That's just as bad as shooting the dog.
I didn't say I did that. I asked you, would it be worse if I killed it with a shovel?
It's just as bad.
It's just as bad, for fuck's sake. Adrian, yes. Why do you get these people? Seriously.
You're just a cold-hearted prick yourself.
Are you... Yeah. Like, I don't even get your argument here. Like, you're saying I'm a cold-hearted prick for killing a dog, which it died instantly.
It's the way you...
Or I should have gone to
the
vet. I should have gone... Hang on. I should have gone to the vet. Pay the vet to inject it, like slowly putting it to sleep, and you wanted me to stand there and have it like a single tear on the cheek and go, oh my God, I'll miss you, instead of showing
it. It just
goes to
show
to
how empathetic you are, isn't it?
Because I protected my child from animals that just attacked me. So I protected my child. I have no feelings, no?
No, you don't have feelings.
Laura, I want to ask
you. Have you got any kids?
Laura, this dog...
No, I don't have kids because I'm being very responsible in my financial situation.
Oh, fuck's sake, Adrian. Seriously, man. Put someone on to you that has either one or the other, for God's sake. Kay, come on back into the topic, please.
Why do you want me back into the topic? I'm not going to defend you. I think,
at least
you
have
proven
reference points. This one's just calling me a cold-headed fucker.
But that's what I would agree with her.
Of course you would.
I'm going to get it here, buddy. I'm afraid. Sorry for you.
Yeah, so you think I should have brought it to the vet as well. Okay.
Laura, I want to ask you, do you believe that a dog that savages a child or bites the child really badly, or an adult for that matter, deserves to be put down?
Yeah, but like in a humane way. You know, not like shooting the head or anything like that. You know, like, because if you just...
What's the humane
like,
way?
It again,
what's,
you know,
what's,
like,
I'm just curious,
the,
what's the humane way?
Getting put down the best.
That's a humane way because we deemed that a humane way. We don't know how the dog is feeling during those few moments. At least
well,
with the gunshot, it didn't feel a thing. It was split second gone. How do you know the dog that's being put to sleep isn't suffering? Because we deem it not to be suffering. We deem that a humane way.
Okay. Okay.
No. No. Come back. No rebuttal. No. Okay. Jesus Christ.
No, you're just going around in circles.
Okay, Laura. So you do agree that the dog probably does deserve to be put down, but just not.
Yeah,
because you don't know
if it's going to do it again.
Yes.
It depends on the situation. Like if you're going to aggravate the dog and it bites you, then it's kind of like if it does it for no reason, then yes. But like,
so if
like,
a child aggravates a dog, it doesn't deserve to be put down.
But the child shouldn't be around the dog to aggravate it to bite.
Oh,
that's the thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay there for one second. I have to bring in some more messages from people who've been in touch with us, like Emma.
Adrian, seriously, cop the fuck on. What's the difference? Are you messing? It's the trait of a psychopath. So you're telling me now, Molly bites Sonny and you can go out the back and shoot it instead of putting it to sleep and it just goes. Like, it's never mind, right? It might be the same quickness for the dog. It's the human head. How the fuck can you do something like that?
Martin!
Afternoon, folks. Great topic. That woman was dead right to have the dog put down. In fact, her family are fucking stupid for even saying, no, don't put the dog down. But I don't agree she should have lied to them. But putting the dog down like that is the best thing to do, because once it's turned, that's it. Like, that lady that's on there is right. The dog will bite the child again, you know? And doesn't matter what size of the dog it is, big, small, whatever. Once it bites a child, that's it. It's got to fucking go.
All right, Martin, thanks very much indeed. And one final message from Aisling.
Trevor, you don't fucking care about your kids. You got a bleeding gun and a license and you wanted to fucking use it. That's why you shot your dog. After all, you're the one who fucks their kids out on the street when they put one foot out of fucking Trevor's fucking control freak mind.
Okay, Aisling, thanks very much. A lot of fuckings in there. Thank you very much indeed, Aisling, for your message, and thank you all of you for your messages. Interesting conversation. So we had a woman who basically got the dog put down behind the family's back. We have the woman who refuses to get the dog put down, even though their child had to get a tetanus. And then we had the dog owner who shot the dog himself because the dog bit the child.
Absolutely crazy.
Should a dog be put down if it bites? That's the question today.
That is the question. It is a tough one, though. It's very hard to do that, isn't it? When you have a little furry friend that you love, it is very hard to do that. But I think the kids come first and the safety comes first. So I think, yeah, if it has to be done, it has to be done.
Thank you for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Katie. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, that's Katie. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next one.